The following program was produced by an independent community producer. The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the ECAT staff or board of directors.
There's a girl, she's a star. She's got style, Steffi Star. You see her face around the town. She's popular, Steffi Star.
I'm Stephanie Weinstein.
And I'm Meredith Keach.
And we're real estate agents. Oh, and I would like to mention that we were just featured in the Boston Globe magazine as the most powerful women in all of real estate. We were in the Boston Globe magazine front cover.
I'm intimidated.
Did you know this?
No, congratulations, by the
way. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, we have two exciting guests today.
Yes. Woo! Mullen and Soars.
John Mullen and Anthony Soars.
Thank you for having me.
Or sometimes Soares.
Or
sometimes Tony.
Sometimes Tony and sometimes Soares.
Or hashtag Tony Eats. Tony.
Anthony, nobody can even hear you. You're sitting 20 feet from the microphone.
Hashtag
Tony I'm sorry.
Eats. Yeah, I mean, who does that?
Wait a minute. Can you tell us about hashtag Tony Eats?
Basically, I go to dinner with this significant other person who shall remain nameless. Mm-hmm. It's basically like eating with paparazzi.
Got it.
It's.
I like to do a close-up of when the food's going in the mouth. Mm. People are like, does he like when you do that?
No.
I said, yes.
The answer is no.
I just, you know what? It's fine. It's getting me more followers, and that's all I care about.
I could roll right out of this chair, I think.
Someone was
a right-leaning person. Oh, my God. Another right-leaning person in the same chair.
Mullen said somebody was chunky and right-leaning in his chair.
I think
he's so uncomfortable.
I lean left. You lean right?
Oh. I mean, what are we talking? What realm are we talking about?
I lean in, like, in when I'm, like, sitting.
I don't think I lean left.
I lean left.
Yeah, I lean left, too. I think that's the normal way to lean.
Oh.
Wait.
Unless you're left-handed.
Oh, I was just going to say, are you left-handed?
I am, but I'll lean left now because it gets me closer to
you. You must have had.
So righties lean left?
Yeah, we wear a watch on that hand, too, on the opposite hand.
Did you have a tough childhood growing up left-handed?
No, but I like that we're right into the therapy because I have questions for you ladies as well.
Can I tell you something? It's weird.
You're too far away.
Anthony,
you're too far away.
I don't understand. So the right.
Just pull the arm out.
Sorry.
Anthony, you can sit there.
Okay. So
now he kissed the microphone. You know what, Adam?
Right. You're going to need some of that spray, Adam.
Adam, this podcast is going to be a disaster. I can feel it.
So what's funny, you say right hand. I've been putting my watch on the right hand for a long time. And for whatever reason, I always look around and everybody has it on the left. So I gave in and started putting it on my left. John Mullen sits next to me with it on the right. Isn't that odd? Like nobody does the right hand.
Yeah, but because he's lefty.
Do you? Put your watch in your left?
I did.
I put my watch in my left.
Everyone does left, yeah.
Because you're right-handed and you're using your right hand.
He's a lefty, Anthony. You're not a lefty.
I'm ambidextrous.
I can't remember what hand.
Okay, you know what?
I write with my right, I throw my left. It's
a
whole thing.
But is that a true ambidextrous if you don't write with both hands?
My family's that way. My husband, my kids.
Isn't that technically ambidextrous?
He eats with his left hand.
As we all should.
No, it's like the opposite.
I can't do anything in my left hand.
And he bats, I think, both ways.
I bat right.
He shoots pucks one way.
What hand does he throw with?
Left. I throw left.
So
he's right dominant, but he does, it's always switching.
What is the meaning of ambidextrous?
I think it means you can both one. Yeah.
I thought you have to write with both hands.
It's an advantage in sports.
Yes.
Especially baseball.
Don't they call it southpaw?
Well, that's a left hand.
Boxing, they call it a lefty, a southpaw.
Oh. Oh.
But it's an advantage in baseball because you can hit from both sides. The field shifts for a left-handed batter. So,
I just had the most, the other night I was flipping through TV and there was what was that boxer's name?
Mike Tyson.
Oh, my God. So it was like an old Mike Tyson thing and he got in the ring with, who was it?
It was,
I don't know,
in the beginning of his career, and it was, the guy had to tower over him by at least six inches and had longer reach.
Next thing I know, Mike Tyson gives him a right hook. The guy's nose fell off his face.
Yeah, I mean, it was basically to the right. It was blood
his everywhere. Nose was flapping and blood was pouring and me, I had to change it.
My favorite Mike Tyson quote is, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth.
That's right.
Mouth.
All right. I'll take Mike Tyson slang for 500 Alex.
Oh my God, that would be hysterical.
He raises pigeons.
Now?
Yeah.
They stole all his money from him. Yeah. Does he have any money left?
And he did all the Hangover movies. Huh? And he's on podcasts regularly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm. I've listened to him, I think he was on Rogan twice.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Fascinating.
He's been on Patrick Bet David and everybody. He's been on a bunch of them.
Yeah. Oh.
He's fascinating.
Do you think he'd come on ours?
Probably not. Hmm. I don't know how we would reach him.
Wally may know.
I was just going to say.
If Wally, we could have him lean left next time he's here, that'd be great.
Well, tell him.
Oh, poor Wally. I was going to say, my old neighborhood, black chickens were, pigeons were black chickens. I just said it backwards. Anyway, whatever.
Okay. John Mullen,
can we get the check?
John Mullen, can you introduce yourself? Tell us a
John
little bit
Mullen,
about you.
Do you have a middle name?
Paul Mullen, actually.
Oh, John.
But not after the Pope. John, my dad's dad. Paul, my mom's dad.
Mm. Oh.
I live on Center Street in Easton, the greatest town in Bristol County and all of Massachusetts.
Across from
Colleen O'Toole English, who I saw walking her dog, who is going to be thrilled that I mentioned her name on air. Yes. Thank you for feeding my cat. I appreciate that. Joanne Young, you as well. 143.
That's wonderful.
I am a realtor with Keller Williams, have been since 2010. I've done several deals with the Weinstein Keach team.
Yes,
did one recently
have.
With Jen Kligman. It was lovely.
Yeah. Yes.
The one prior with Jess Schnaufer, also an amazing
Not
deal.
Not Schnaufer.
I'm sorry. Jess from the Weinstein Keach team.
Did you say Schnaufer?
Schnaufer.
And did you say Jeff?
Jess.
Thought he said Jeff Schnaufer. No,
that's what I thought.
Like that man is her, not on our team.
That is her German, Jewish German brother, Jeff Schnaufer. He's making kielbasa right now. I also am a sales rep for a company called ServPro, who I worked for in college. They've been around since 1967. I do a little business development for them. I work with insurance agents, adjusters like Grosky above your office. And I worked for them in college, a burnout Bradley's in Pennsylvania. I'm from Philadelphia area. I moved to Massachusetts in 05. Grateful for the friendships I have, all the people I know and love, including some of the people in this room.
Are you an Eagles fan?
I am.
Oh, Anthony.
And we squeaked one out over the Dallas Cowboys the other day. But what a nail biter.
Anthony got into a big fight with the Eagles fan.
First of all, it wasn't a fight.
It was huge fisticuffs.
Anthony.
I was explaining to friends of mine. By the way, it was not a fight. Let's just get there. I'm not that guy.
Okay.
I did, on the way out, walk past him and say, because he had Eagles fans sitting behind him. I looked at him and I said, I want you to look at that family of Eagles fans behind you. And he goes, why? I go, because that's what classy fans look like.
I mean,
you don't fit
really
in that category. He was just like, and then I walked away. It's fine.
You know, that's
he dissed him.
Listen, I have a vision in my head of all Eagles
dropped
fans.
Dropped his fake microphone.
I mean, Anthony.
Thank you for yelling at another grown adult with a family, with children and grandchildren.
No, the family was fine.
Sir, I beg to differ.
The family was fine.
Did you slap him with a white glove or offer to duel at 20 paces?
And then he clutched his pearl.
But Anthony was leaving.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
I wish I had a white glove right now. But I have an image in my head of all Eagles fans. If you think of the last time.
That's I can't defend these
it
people.
Involves
Can
a
I do
horse?
This?
But here's the thing. There are a classy element of people. You've experienced the worst of that bunch. And they threw snowballs at Santa Claus, at a Philly, you know, Mike Schmidt, and they boo everyone.
Yeah.
But they are so loyal.
What kind of people are you?
Listen, what we're going to determine right now is who the loyal Patriot fans are because of the record.
Yeah.
Who is jumping off the ship? Is it clear, in your opinion, was it Belichick or Brady? What are your thoughts there?
Yes.
Brady.
I think it's both.
I think it's both too, but they haven't had much to work with in the quarterback department, right?
Right.
I defer to you, since a manlier Brady, man than I.
Yeah, since Brady left, we haven't had much to, you know, Mac is a disaster, so.
He's whatever. Dead behind the eyes. Oh, that's we saw his nice. Whole family at Tavolino.
Yeah. Did Anthony tell them off?
Nope.
No, they were like,
they were doing shots.
Mac! And we were screaming, And they were doing shots, and we were sucking down martinis at 11 a.m.
You should have been pulling the shots out of his hand.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was his family.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. And
well,
then
he
they,
was not there?
No, he was not there. No, no, no. It was his girlfriend and the whole family, and then they were all putting on Mac shirts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We wanted to say things like, your boyfriend sucks. Yeah.
So bad.
She was tossing her blonde hair. Very cute.
Was she blonde? She was brunette.
Oh.
Yeah.
These are the things we are. I'll take the stupid things to argue about for 500.
Hey, Molly, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I have no agenda.
But I never
agenda.
Got to
oh, I have
my
a question.
Image. Go ahead.
Uh-oh. Oh. It makes your lips more chapped. Don't do it.
Chapstick.
Yeah. Do you have a community chapstick at your house?
Oh, God. No.
That is disgusting.
I have a community nothing.
You know what, Meredith? Good. Get herpes.
Do
First
you
of all, people...
I'm sorry. I have a rebuttal question. Do you share underwear with anyone else in your house?
First of all, chapstick, it's a known fact, makes your lips more chapped. There's a chemical in it, and you can Google this.
All right.
I do not allow my children to put on chapstick.
So you don't have community
adult chapstick. Children, you mean? You
yeah.
don't allow them as adults to do it?
I do not allow them. Alexa has to sneak her chapstick when she's putting it on. God. I said, wear gloss. It's making your lips worse, FYI.
Wow.
So whose chapstick was that?
I don't know.
Community.
That was your...
It was in the
that,
bottom of my bag.
You're
I
like one
it.
Of the smartest people I know. That's the question you asked? I thought it was going to be like, where do you see...
I was thinking
the
it
World
on the
Health
way
Organization.
Over here.
Right. Like, I thought it was going to be some higher level thing.
No, we talk about
this. Do you all share the same items that no one should be sharing? Because we do at the Keach Residence.
Now, I did not say we did. I just asked if you
Yeah, but it's
them.
Now implied. Now the audience... Is believes that
yeah
maybe I heard
it's
people
not
share.
It's not like they're reusing toilet paper. I mean, come on.
No, and
that would be gross.
It would be a little. It's a little obscure because I don't think you can reuse it, right?
Well,
once
it's
rolled
it.
Out,
use it more than once.
I think you'd find a large percentage of people share chapstick.
Interesting. Isn't that also the way to transmit?
100%. It's completely
but then why
disgusting.
Would they do it?
It's gross.
I won't even
it,
eat
was
off
was
the same
tradition?
Spoon.
Did you do it as children?
I get a bunch of chapstick every year, and I like leave them around the house.
And people just use them as they.
Yeah.
Like an Easter egg.
Like kids, they're yeah. gross.
Do germs die on the tip of the chapstick?
No, they fester.
Oh. They might.
Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome.
I don't know. I can't imagine that they would. Like, I think the
In
application.
In wet environments,
would have to be...
right? Like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you wearing a vest?
I am.
New England Vest Company. Someday I'm going to create my vest company.
Will you make vests like Mullins?
I love a vest. Every kind of vest.
I didn't make this. I bought this off the rack.
Nice.
Right, but my company might make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Mara's having a cup.
A vest is the
clothing
perfect.
Company?
Perfect.
I don't
perfect
own any.
Piece of article of clothing for New England.
Oh, we're getting yeah. Weinstein Keach vests.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we had to.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's also good for the dad bod. It makes slims you right down.
Oh, does?
It pulls everything
You can
in.
Wear it like if you're shopping. Let's say you have to go or you have to go in and out of buildings.
Arms free.
Free, not as hot.
I could have used a vest today.
Warms the core.
Yeah. I have a couple of suits with vests that I like wearing from time to time.
I know, but Meredith's talking about a different vest. Mullen's doing pantomime for all you kids not
yeah, pantomime.
Able to watch. And you're just listening to this.
Can I ask a question? Where did you went to Oliver Ames High School?
I did.
How about you?
Sharon High.
Brockton High and West Bridgewater High.
Okay.
And you, Mullen?
I went to high school in Philadelphia. It was called Northeast High School. And then I went to the Penn State University.
The?
Did you have cheese?
Mrs. Jones for trigonometry?
Cheese
yes.
steaks regularly on your
so
lunch menu?
Interestingly, there's a funny story. So my ex-wife, Stacia, remarried an amazing Penn State guy. So after an appropriate length of time, I was introduced to him and my kids as well. And it was Christmas, and he was at Penn State, but he's from Pittsburgh side of Pennsylvania, which is, it's actually closer to get to Boston from Philly than to go all the way over to Pittsburgh. We played the name game, oh, do you know this person from main campus? Do you know that? You know, where did you live? Oh, okay. Where did you work? And I happened to work at the time at a cheesesteak place. And
Gino's?
No, it was
Chickie and Pete's.
It was called the CC Peppers. They were on the Penn State campus. And Penn State is RU-Mass, 35,000 kids at any given time. So I worked at a cheesesteak place, and food that did not get picked up, the owner would either give it to us or he'd sell it to us at a lower cost. So when I would come out of work, it would only be midnight, and obviously parties are going on well past that, and I would show up with food. I was a hero.
Yeah.
Right. So
you must have smelled like beef and cheese, though. Ooh.
So my five roommates and I have, they started to realize how I came to have this food at a discount or free. They started calling in orders and not picking them up, knowing that my, now, there were several employees that were offered the food and whatever, but the other employees would never take it because you work around that kind of food. But I would show up and people would yell, cheesesteak. So I would go to hot tub parties at the fraternities and what have you. And we were soccer players, so we, you know, we hung out with everybody. So pizzas were $20 and that they would gladly pay. This is 1991.
That's a lot of money for a pizza.
Yes, right. And cheesesteaks were 10. And the retail price was, you know, it was a 50%, 100% markup, really. Yeah. Because I was a hero and guys would split it at the end of the night. So I'm going over this conversation with Dave and I said, have you ever heard of Cheesesteak Man? And Dave said, oh my God, yeah, Cheesesteak Man. He used to come to all the parties.
Stop.
I said, Cheesesteak Man.
No.
My ex-wife did not even know that story.
Wow. Did you come clean to the owner ever that you guys had a scam?
Well, going? I used to buy them from Cost because I felt bad that these guys did that. I would pay.
What was your manager's name?
He's likely dead now. He was an older man. CC Pepper's chain has folded too, officer. Thanks for your for your empty threat of turning me in. I appreciate it.
I've always wanted to.
You should arrest the person that bent this office chair. That's what you should.
I've always wanted to make a citizen's arrest. You might be my.
Did
first.
You guys notice though? Down there, it's called cheesesteak. Up here, it's called steak and cheese.
Yeah. Actually, you mentioned hero. That's another nickname.
And the true way to make it is with melted like Velveeta whiz, whatever.
Can't say Velveeta.
The orange yeah. cheese.
Oh, you can't.
You know what's crazy?
Even if it is Velveeta, you can't say Velveeta.
Yeah. You can't say Velveeta. Take it back.
But he knows what I'm saying.
No. Yeah.
So nobody likes cheesesteaks more than I do. I'm going to say it for one particular reason. There was something I used to do when I'm traveling. I used to travel and I used to make it a point to have a stopover in Philly. So and it had to be at least an hour. So
tell
I'd
me
go
about the
have
bread.
A cheesesteak.
Tell me about the bread.
That's what it's about, really. That's the only difference between the cheesesteak here
roll,
or the
delicious.
Steak and cheese.
It cannot be crusty.
No.
It's got to be soft as can be. So
always
it just
soft.
Melt right in your mouth.
Yeah. But there were two separate places I would go. One would have the orange cheese, usually Gino's. And then there was another place that had the white cheese. I was more of a fan of that.
And guess who?
I actually do like the American cheese.
Yeah. Me too. Well,
yeah, the melted American. Guess who would bring American, it on the plane at 10 in the morning?
Oh, you're traveling?
You know.
If I was traveling, it would be a stop over there.
Oh, yeah.
I would
on
grab
occasion,
a sub.
On occasion, when I would travel with him, yes, he would bring the cheesesteak on the plane.
And it is kind of gross. Do you hate when people
it doesn't travel. They don't travel
well. Well, stinky food. Yeah. If it was a ham and cheese, it wouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah. Oh, somebody put fish in the microwave in the office.
It was wrong.
No, the other day.
I'll take random Coldwell Banker trivia for $300, Alex.
We're going to put signs up now because
no fish in the microwave.
It's so wrong. How do you even offend that? Like, how do you do it and not know how offensive that
well,
is?
Well, this person said, I don't care. I need to heat up my fish.
Well, why not out them instead of arresting me for stealing cheesesteaks 20 years ago?
That sounds like something my sister would do. It wasn't her, was it?
No. No. I have an idea.
It was Alexa.
Your offspring. She's not allowed to share chapstick, by the way.
She's not even allowed to use it.
She can't
not allowed
use
to microwave fish or share chapstick.
She's so naughty. The list goes on.
Yeah, the place had to be fumigated, I bet.
Yeah, it was bad. Bruce Bradford walked in and went, whoa!
I'm sorry, what did he do?
Whoa!
God, we're dying over here. Give us a topic, please.
I had one and it's vaporized.
People are going to watch this.
Going back to steak and cheeses. I used to make steak and cheese.
This is good stuff.
I love a steak.
Meredith is on a steak and cheese. Obviously came here hungry, thinking about steak and cheese.
I made them for D'Angelo's.
Did you?
Yep. One of my favorite steak cheese.
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? You want to find locals in Easton? You go to D'Angelo's at lunchtime. It's really? Fascinating.
Which really? One?
On 138 on Washington Street. You want to find townies.
Oh, that I'm thinking of Subway.
You go to D'Angelo's at lunchtime.
Townie tradesmen or townie like?
Townie, just, Easton townies.
Let's give it a shot.
Okay. Well, if you want a great steak and cheese.
Yeah.
You go to Waltham, Carl's.
Oh, Waltham.
The cheesecake guys.
Right. There are no direct flights, though. You have to lay over in.
Like going to Cambridge.
At Route 9.
But we had gone somewhere, and then we had to completely go out of our way to Waltham so he could get us up. You don't understand how food rules.
Yeah, no.
Tony eats. Hashtag Tony eats.
I stop at in Newton at Blue Ribbon Barbecue if you've not been.
I haven't.
Oh, I feel bad for the cow.
It's right off the. And thank you. Are we on that now? Yeah. I'll take vegans for 500. Moo.
I like a cow.
Steph, how's your intermittent fasting going?
I was starving this morning, but I powered through. I powered through. And Kathy Walsh said, you look thinner. So then I told Daniel, I basically have anorexia.
I think so.
So let's see.
I weighed myself. I haven't lost anything more.
Well, you look great.
Thanks.
I've done my 16 hours. So anything now is just...
I have to be more disciplined.
I'm very disciplined when it comes to not eating. But once I eat, move out of my way.
Yeah.
True story.
If it was your birthday... By the way, I'm the John Mullen, the new host of the show.
Yeah.
If it was your birthday...
Yeah.
And you had to go to dinner, but you couldn't go into the Providence or Boston.
Oh.
And had to stay within, call it a 5 or 6 town radius.
Oh, where would I go?
New Bedford.
Okay. What restaurant specifically?
Camille's.
I'd probably go to the New Capitol Grill in Dedham.
Legacy place.
We just had a lunch there that was really
we're gonna
spectacular.
Book that.
Coldwell Banker lunch?
I would go back. No, it was a Dana was Zola a events.
D's Networking. With Dana Zola.
Yeah.
With Dr. Heidi.
Happy birthday.
She's a business psychologist.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
It was
I'd
a
love
fabulous.
To meet her. I'd love to pick her brain.
Fabulous.
It was so
event.
Great. Yep.
Really. We met some really fascinating people.
Yes. We met a
It's
woman.
Only women, right? That are
it
able
was
to go?
Only women. Yeah. It was women entrepreneurs.
You would have loved it.
Yes, I would have.
I probably could have got you in.
I passed, but thank you.
By the way, the Boston Globe piece is a photo of Weinstein Keach's team. There are, in fact, two men in that
Powerful
picture.
Women in real estate.
So the man who does the videos with you with the great hair.
What videos?
Oh, you know, you showed
Daniel.
Off.
Oh, Daniel.
What's his last name?
Meath.
Meath.
Did
Not
you just
Matt.
Bring him in from...
We brought him in from the streets. I'll tell you why he joined the team.
He was in another office, actually.
He was in another
office,
and my prior manager told
Roy
me...
Roy Walker, thank
no,
you.
No, not Roy.
Oh, sorry.
Ilona said to me...
With the pretty eyes.
Daniel from the Marion office put you on his vision board. I said, excuse me? I called him up. I said, Daniel... I'm going to take this one step further. You're joining the team. Mm-hmm. And he said, what? Oh, my God.
First time he came into, well, it was in your office. He was totally starstruck. And he was like, oh, my God, you guys are swimming in Louis.
Yeah. And he's like, all he ever says is rich.
He is Slay. A light in my life. He is a beacon of
Good.
Happiness.
He calls us queens.
He is so awesome.
He's so positive.
So hardworking.
Oh, he's so smart.
Yeah. And he landed the Barnstable listings.
Yep. 1.5 and 1.7.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's from down there?
Nope.
He's got a big social presence.
Well,
he lives by the water.
Yeah, he lives in the...
In Marion?
No. Nope. In the Bedford area.
Oh. Yeah, it's all South Coast.
Yeah, South Coast. Yeah. What about him?
Yeah.
What do you want to know about him?
No. I had never seen him prior to your videos.
Oh,
that's all.
Oh, you've
like I've not seen him in your office.
Oh my God, you need to follow him on social. He does the best videos.
I don't, you know.
Did you
I'm
see our newest?
With you guys.
Did you see our newest ASMR?
I have. With
Isn't
the,
that great?
Yes,
it's a good one.
Do you have a production team that does that?
We have a production person.
His name is Gregory
Weinstein.
Paul Weinstein.
Interesting.
GPW Visuals.
GW Visuals. He is talented. Beyond
and great, sense
and
of
not
humor.
Just Good. Because I'm his mother. Mm.
I'll have to talk to him about the chapstick.
He's a genius when it comes to videos.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, Mullen, do you have any gigs coming up?
Our last gig of the year, the band is called Jane's No Pain. Mm-hmm. It's an acoustic spinoff of a band called Easy Access that's been together 17 years. Ken Licciardi, one of my closest friends.
Yeah,
and
he's
fellow
so
realtor.
Close, but who was at Ken's last gig event? Me and Anthony. And guess what? Mullen goes, I can't make it.
Yep. Unacceptable.
I helped my clients at 7 Bradford move all day in the rain.
Wow. Well, you know what?
Not all heroes wear capes. Some of us miss gigs once in a while. There you go. Yeah. November 18th, it's at the Lodge next to La Scala. We go on in from 8 to 11:30, and we hope to see you guys there.
You guys are a good time.
Thank you.
Great band.
Thank you. David, we appreciate anybody who comes.
Meredith doesn't really go out at night. When are you going to start going out at night?
I did last night.
When the kids all are 18.
To pick up Shay at 8.
That's
to the soccer field.
It was at the rink. That was enough for me.
The mom's drinking the woods out of these.
You know what?
Containers.
Thursday nights, I've actually mentally committed. I'm going to do something on Thursday nights. I got to drop kids off, and then I have time. So that's my next venture.
Are you looking to incorporate different hobbies? Do you have any hobbies?
No.
Nothing?
Meredith, you're a reader.
I'm a reader.
A fly fisher.
Fly fisher.
Yeah, these are hobbies.
Yeah. Well.
Currently working on a Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah. I have a tree for
the
festival.
Oh, that's great.
It's called Pinky Fluffy.
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
You can come into our office and see it bare.
Yep.
What else?
There's another sad-looking tree off to the side.
Well, it hasn't yours been decorated yet.
No, not yours actually.
By the way, that's a great event.
Pretty good. The other one in the corner.
You like it?
Yeah, that's mine too.
Isabel, you like it?
Isabel Wilson.
I haven't decorated it yet, though.
Invites me every year.
Alexa wanted to put it up.
We didn't see you at Isabel's luncheon yesterday.
I know. You know why?
Why?
Because I had B&I.
It was well attended. I was really proud of all of us local agents.
Yes.
Yes.
We well saw attended. John Allaire.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
We saw Gretchen Couples.
Yep.
Steve Adams, the crew.
Nope.
No, well, we must have just missed him.
Lenny?
Yeah.
Basically, my entire office.
I'm just going to name realtors who weren't there. Thank you. Calling you out, realtors, Easton.
I mean, maybe we could start the tour again.
That was fun. I think that, yeah. Well, we like to nibble on food.
Yeah, so you just
and
eat
so that
anchor.
Was perfect. 12 to 2.
Yeah,
but the 12 to 2 luncheon was fabulous.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, with rates now at 8, I think it's also
7
beneficial.
And a half, I believe.
Okay, thank you, doctor.
No worries.
You can do a 2-1 buy down. It's fine.
Right. However, the people who are pricing their properties and and using comps from 6 months ago, it costs more to borrow the money now. So it's. You know, it's going back down to the price war and beauty contest. We're seeing more home inspections. You know, buyers have a little more negotiating power, I think, unless you feel different. I mean, inventory is still low.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they have. It's just not going up. It's because we're still seeing open houses well attended. Properties are still going under agreement. You just can't, at a certain point in every year, it stops going up. In an increasing market.
Yes.
And that's where we're at.
So every January, you know, before my...
Well, holidays. Yeah.
Well, before my career really started to take off and now it's just skyrocketed. I would be... Every January, I'd be crying. I'd be crying every January and every January to Meredith and she would have to sit me down and talk to me about the ebb and flow of the real estate market.
That's it. She's your Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes.
And then I would ask her, what have you done for prospecting today?
And then she would show me graphs and charts.
Which you love.
And look at where you are now.
And see? Yeah. One time we went on a listing appointment. So we've shared a lot of listings, and that's why we joined forces. So anyway, so we're sitting and we're talking to this woman and her husband, and Meredith is like, you know, her dad was an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes over the entire contract, every word by word by word. And our client at the time, she was a principal of a school. So Meredith and the principal were off to the side while Meredith was reading and going over every single thing in that contract. And the husband and I were like this.
Needless to say, I don't do that anymore.
Unless they ask.
But it's a different it's a different world because
it is.
You just want people to know what they're signing.
Yes.
Right?
Well, at the end of the day, I'm like, listen, you can read through all this if you want, but the bottom line is this is what we're listing your house for. It's 90 days, and here's the real estate commission.
Right.
I write in every contract, buyer or seller, that either party can terminate within 24 hours because I don't want people to have to work with someone they don't want to work with and vice versa. So, I mean, obviously you have to have a contract for a listing. Buyer contract, after the offer goes in, I have them sign a buyer contract. And the reason for that is the contract, I feel, scares people away a little because it's like you're locked into someone for 6 months. Really is a standard.
No, I don't do 6 months.
I don't do 6 months.
Who does 6 months?
I mean, that's the way it used to be.
Like, we don't do that, Mulls. It's 90 days.
I love it when you call me Mulls.
Why would you put in it? Why would you even have them sign an agreement if you put in a 24-hour termination?
I don't want them to have to
be stuck with Mullen.
Yeah, exactly.
They have time to go over.
It's never happened. No, yeah. I've never lost a client, but.
Then why would you do that?
For their peace of mind. Like,
they
don't
need it.
Right. The fact that you don't need it, but that's their ace in their sleeve.
You could always release them.
Right, but I've known agents that have not released clients.
Ooh. It's superfluous.
Ooh, I like the big word. Wow. Give me a minute to Google that.
Could you spell that, please?
It's just unnecessary.
Okay.
I get where you're going because you don't want them to feel.
You can't.
Listen, it's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious is what she said.
You can't go head-to-head with Meredith on this stuff.
No, I know. Nor am I looking for an adversarial relationship here. I'm looking for a topic that's of somewhat of substance.
Well,
so,
you know, we have to sharpen our pencils.
Where's the guy running this thing?
We have to sharpen our pencils because we have some changes in the industry coming down the
exciting
pipeline.
Exciting changes.
I know, we had a meeting
which
yesterday
is better
about
for the
it.
Consumer.
Yes. Yeah. How many shows have you talked about real estate in?
Zero.
Yeah, hardly.
Really?
Ever. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I would have assumed.
We barely talk about real estate. Our president said, maybe you girls could talk about real estate. We're like, meh.
Thank you for chiming in there. We appreciate that stereo.
In other news, I, number one, need a TV recommendation. I need a new episode.
Oh, I'm watching something.
Number two, I'm out of everything. And I watched The Kardashians last night. It made me feel bad about life. Myself, it really, I can't.
The financial aspect, like what?
It just was.
You're killing it over there.
So negative. The show. Oh. It was so negative.
So it's the newest version of it. Or
yeah, I'm like, I watched it on Hulu. I'm like, I'll watch the newest. They're beautiful women, so it's nice. You know, like look, watch beautiful women, but they just fought with each other and they were just nasty, and I was surprised. Is that how they all are?
Yeah, well, it's the show. It's, you know, it's all scripted.
Oh.
Yeah, nobody wants to watch it if they're getting along.
So Kim and Courtney don't really hate each other.
Who knows?
They were nasty.
Yeah, there's some weird energy in that family. But.
Yeah, I felt like it was a very
I'm out of my depth here. Mullen? Thank baby what? Jesus about that. Though.
I hadn't watched it, so this was
Mullen,
new to me,
watch.
But don't watch it. Don't.
No. What do you reality? Watch at night?
How about Yellowstone?
Felt like my brain was
Yellowstone. Rotting. I'm rewatching because I did not see season 5, so I'm on season 3 again now.
Huge.
Who does that?
Because I have to catch up. I have to go back to the.
I could never do that. Evan Miller.
Yeah, Anthony does that too.
I go back at least one season so I can catch up to the next season.
I've watched The Sopranos and The Wire 3 times.
So is Alexa Weinstein. She goes, "Someone get me a chicken parm sandwich, stat."
I have watched Gladiator many times, though, and I could keep watching it.
Well, this one's obsessed now with, I think it's called Greenleaf.
Greenleaf. Yeah. What's Greenleaf? Netflix?
On Netflix.
Oh. Yeah.
What's it about?
It's
I like that you lovingly look at Anthony.
It's a show.
Anthony, give us the plot.
Well, it's a show about, it's very
use big words like Meredith.
It's about pastors.
It's about the church.
And, yeah.
Polygamy?
Nope.
It's not. It's
pedophilia.
It's a church story. In the South.
It's an actual show.
It's one of those churches and what goes on and the relationships.
No, but it's a real show. It's not
the deceit and the lies.
But it revolves around a church. Denomination you mean?
Yeah. So it's you know
made
it,
up.
It revolves around the pastor and
just
the bishop.
Christian, not Catholic specifically.
Oh my.
It's not a documentary. It's an actual show.
No,
oh,
like,
I'm sorry. I thought that too.
It's a show and it's
Greenleaf.
Riveting. I'm obsessed with Greenleaf.
She legit is, yeah.
Is it feel good?
No.
No.
It's drama. It's dramatic.
Kinda.
Off and on.
No, it's drama.
Stress you don't need.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Meredith, why don't you tell Mullen and Anthony the name of the book you just finished?
Empire of the Summer Moon.
And what was it about?
The rise and falls of the Comanche Indians.
So basically, she was reading about rape and torture, murder, but pillaging. She doesn't want to watch Greenleaf.
Sounds uplifting. Savagery.
But it's our history.
That's it. I'm a history buff too. Vietnam War, I know a ton of stuff about.
Oh. So I just cracked the cover of, I forget the name of it, but it's about Teddy Roosevelt, his last something.
Is that the dude in the wheelchair?
Oh, God.
Yes. Dude in the wheelchair. Yeah.
So I had this, I've kept this list of books, and that someone would be like, oh, my God, this book was amazing. And I just put it in.
Right.
And now that my kids are a little bit older now, I can read again.
Have a little time, yeah.
Yeah, and so I just ordered them all. And I like a hardcover. Mm-hmm. I know some people like it electronic. Maybe I'll switch at some point, but I love the tactile experience here. And so I have all these books that I'm reading that are just blowing my mind. Like just, like The Empire of the Summer Moon was dense. I could only read like 10 pages at a time.
Really?
Legit, yeah, it's a lot. But history repeats itself.
Yeah. I've read every rock autobiography or biography that there is. Ozzy, Eric Clapton.
Auto or biography?
Either. If they wrote it, I read it. Steven Tyler's. I've read all of Bruce's. I read the Bruce Obama.
What's the common music. Thread?
The musicians, the life of the musician.
Drugs,
on the road.
Booze,
no, I mean.
Chicks.
I mean, are there stories like that? Sure. But it's a. It's the dichotomy between their life as a regular person. Like you guys, you're like internet celebrities, right? But life as a regular person is going to hockey games and dropping your kid at, dance class and things like that. The family and then going on in front of stage in front of 70,000 people and having every one of them know words that you wrote. That's deep.
Right.
So their experiences, Eric Clapton's son falling out the window, Ozzy's overdoses, Motley Crue, just every story is very different and all the people have different beginnings. Some are from California, some from England.
What's the guy from Motley Crue?
He had Tommy Lee.
Bat. No, the other one.
Vince Neil.
Yeah. Is that the Jewish
Mick
one?
Mick Mars.
The one that had the bad childhood.
The guy with the yarmulke?
Yeah. Him.
What do you mean the one with the bad childhood? I'll take every musician for 500.
His mother was mean to him. And
okay. Again, everybody we know.
I'll tell you, Bruce Springsteen interviewed by Howard Stern was outrageous, if you've seen it.
Anthony claims that Howard Stern is the best interviewer of all time.
I'll tell you what, I concur.
You agree?
100%. You ever hear the Mayim Bialik interview? It is eye-open. Every interview he does,
he asks
the deep questions. He doesn't talk about cheesesteaks. He's talking about real shit over there. No offense.
Yes. None taken.
We passed cheesesteaks a long time ago.
He's, tell me about your childhood. Tell me about your father. And then once you open people up in that deeper level, you're able to understand who they are as a person.
John Mullen, how's your relationship with your dad?
Oh, my God. My dad is the kindest.
He's so the cutest.
Yes.
Nicest.
How old is he now?
He's 96.
Yeah, 90. He looks amazing.
He still drives. Oh. He drives to the supermarket and the gym, which is called Silver Sneakers.
Silver Sneakers.
Because your insurance pays for it when you're 96. I'm going down for Thanksgiving to see him.
How adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
He is the kindest. He coached all of our games. He's like the empath. He was well liked. I only hope that I could fill shoes that big. You know what I mean?
Not what I was looking for. What about your mother?
My mom died when I was 17, the year I graduated high school. No. Because I have questions too. We're going to go around the room.
Oh, wow.
Of cancer. She had a double mastectomy and then passed that summer. I went on to college and, I've worked through a lot of that.
Right.
So, it is a tough age.
My best friends lost their dad the same year.
Yeah. And it's, you're sympathetic to it. But because I've worked through it, I'm able to talk about it. I won't say in a matter of fact way because there's obviously some meaning behind it. But, I'm through it. I understand who she was. I understand the dynamic, and your parents did the best they could with the information they have.
Correct.
And we had it better than they had it as children. And our children have it better than we had it as children.
Right.
And because of that, all of us have won the game of life. And the hope is that in each generation, you become mental health becomes a little more evolved.
Mm.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Showing kids the love instead of the abandonment or figure it out yourself. And, you know, foreign parents. And anyway, it's too deep now. What kind of cheesesteak do you like?
Thank you for joining the podcast.
What do you like onions or do you not like onions on your cheesesteak? Sorry, that was too serious.
You know what, Mullen? This is a podcast of fluff.
Right. Yeah. Sorry. I turned left on you. My apologies.
I told you coming in like Seinfeld, the show about now.
Let's get back to the fluff then.
That was good.
I'm now speechless.
Yes.
What questions do you have?
Didn't you say you had questions? Yeah.
He doesn't really. He's trying to think of one.
No.
Does anybody want a hot tamale?
Mm-mm. Delicious. No, thanks.
Should I break my fast with a tamale?
No, because you got to chew in the microphone.
It's all sugary.
Yeah, but it'll be great.
I'm going to really focus more on getting more sugar out of my diet.
I don't really have that much sugar.
I don't either, but I feel like it's like the devil.
For lunch, I brought chickpeas,
White
rice, and cauliflower with my special cheese sauce made out of...
Not cheese.
Cannelli beans. Water.
Cannelli beans?
I think that was wrong. I think that's what stumped you.
Cannelli?
Cannellini?
Cannellini?
Chickpeas?
Wait, what else is in my cheese sauce? You guys are going to die. It is the most delicious vegan cheese sauce ever.
I thought it was chickpeas.
No.
Oh,
I can't do vegan cheese sauce.
It's actually pretty good.
So I didn't tell Anthony anything, and I just said, taste this. He said, that is delicious.
Yeah, there's like garlic powder, and right? Didn't you have garlic, onion, a little bit of everything going on?
Let me just read you the ingredients very quickly.
Oh, my.
3 small potatoes, 1 carrot, quarter of a cup.
This is riveting, by the way.
Quarter of a cup of cashews.
What else?
A canal and any beans.
Then what do you do?
Nutritional. How's it paid? Yeast.
Wait, where would you go for that dinner?
Oh.
Local?
Yeah.
This town?
No, you said like, you know, short distance.
We didn't finish that. Wait.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we still have Mullen and Keach.
Yeah.
Yeah, you first.
Were you bored by my ingredients? What if somebody wants another rat?
I hit my head on the microphone, fell asleep really
quickly. I never heard cheese, so I was out.
Well, it depends if I want to see people I know or I don't.
Okay. I know what you're going to say. Something in Mansfield.
Ooh. The little Italian place in Mansfield?
Cibomato.
Trattoria?
Cibomato is really good.
No, the little one on Main Street across from the...
Oh, Trattoria?
Romano.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't been there in a long time.
That's good. It's small.
Yeah.
It's good, though.
I've
had some
now.
Great meals at Corfinio.
Oh, my God.
I like it there.
McGuire's is my all-time favorite.
Me, too.
It's just consistent, it's good food. You know it's going to be good.
It's a medium rare burger.
Yeah.
I love him. I love their whole staff. It's a medium rare burger every single time.
What about the cow? I had the most.
Do you have vegan cheese?
Had the most amazing dish at Corfinio last week, and it was.
Say it.
We're not going to do that.
Anyway. I like La Familia too, by the way, the red sauce. Huge fan.
Have you been to...
it was lentils. Lentils with pasta.
Okay.
It was
delicious.
I said, Anthony, taste this now.
It was very, very
good. And that's when I saw Suzanne Bump, who is Meredith and myself, our client. And she's the former state treasurer.
She's lovely.
And Adam, I saw you yawn. Adam, Suzanne's coming on the podcast.
You know, my newest quest is... Family, I want to know what restaurant you go to get takeout for your family.
Tassos.
And what do you get?
Mario's.
Okay.
Is it Mario's or Mario's?
Sorry, that's the Philadelphian in me. Mario's.
Yeah.
What do you get?
Their family style?
You can.
Yep.
My kids die for the chicken parm.
Ooh.
They have a good
chicken. They love it. Oh, yeah.
But like, I'm not going to go because I want family style. Right when I'm ordering,
with the big tins
or like
such?
Something close to, or you know, because there's 5 of us.
Yep.
So I'm curious what people get. That's actually going to be a new post of mine. Where do you go? And what do you,
you
get?
Already did
they
that
have
post.
A like a bigger catering it. Sharing menu.
Yeah, you already did that.
You know, Mario says all that.
Yeah. The other thing is like when you go to a new restaurant, let's say Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
For me, chicken parm is like the one thing I try to
staple.
Sort of judge that, right?
Oh, got it.
So
same
if you do that right, cheese pizza. I can move on.
That's your barometer.
Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, out of town restaurants, there is another one in Providence, Capriccio's.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yeah.
Lobster cardinale.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Tasso's Euro Cafe in Norwood at the Norwood Airport.
Mm-hmm. I've been.
Family meal deals available all day. Serves 4. But look what you get.
It's amazing.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we're there
you get,
every week.
You get a variety of food.
Yeah.
And it's all for $49.95.
That's a good price.
Good commercial,
it's a good
right?
plug. It is a good plug.
Right?
For the fellow Greeks. Bring your drachmas. Bring all your drachmas to the Greek. $49.95.
Yes, Sue.
Go long see my cousin time. Christina. She'll
Kala.
Take care
Kala.
Of
Kala.
It's oh, a long time.
Meredith.
I can swear in Greek, too.
Ooh, well done.
Let me hear.
Nope.
Can't do it.
I was no. told, do not Greek. Say that. It's very
Greek
bad.
Censors. Oh. Especially after your Greek ad.
Oh, I worked yeah. at a Greek pizza place for many years.
I worked oh. for Greek, me too.
I mean, Bella Pizza.
Well, if you're Greek, you either have a restaurant.
Or diner.
A dry cleaner.
Or a gas station.
Or a gas station.
Oh, really? Right. Yeah, my Greek friends, they had the dry cleaner. It's so funny. He was so spot
And my
on.
Dad had a gas station.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yes, it was a very successful gas station at Cobb Corner.
Yeah, on Cobb the Corner, no he, S.
There's not no Cobb's. S.
Yes, it's Cobb Corner. Cobb
I had S's in the wrong places sometimes.
Me
I
too.
Don't yeah. notice it.
Yeah, it's okay.
I get corrected.
As do I.
Particularly my yeah. husband.
He corrects you with an S?
He loves.
Because you're like never wrong.
To bother.
Yes, so that is
it's
true.
It's so exciting to when all. You say, right. When right. Meredith says something wrong, you got to jump on it.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like well, being from Boston, losing all your ass.
Thank God I take it. Yeah. Like a champ.
She's a champ. All right. What else you got, Mullen?
Yeah. What else do we got?
I, have you been to Porticello's Speakeasy?
No, I want to hear.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it.
Tell
on social.
Us.
There's a rumor that there's dudes who jam in the back there.
Right. Mullen so, and Lichardi?
Yes.
Stop it.
Several
so
dudes.
This is a trend, the speakeasy thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Where did it come from? Because this is what we... was
From
it,
Prohibition.
There no, but like it's a trend now with people
no, I didn't mean to be a YSS there. I apologize.
But right now really it's a trend.
Yeah, because it's
it
a...
It is?
Yeah.
It's a way of describing a smaller bar restaurant kind of venue.
Yeah.
And it's spectacular. It's got a little bar in there. It's awesome.
Yeah. Where is it?
Porticello. It's the
no,
back
I know,
room.
But where?
On 138 and 106.
No, what background?
Oh, it's, you know, the dining
they
room?
They just designed
yeah.
it.
There's a door that used to lead to a private, you know, you'd have private dinners and such. He redesigned it
oh.
to be a speakeasy.
Yeah. So I, with many years ago, went to Ireland and we went into, I mean, they both wouldn't still be illegal, but the bars, I remember one of them specifically, it was a hardware store in front.
Oh, yeah.
And then you
he
go
goes through
in.
Some door.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 And so that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is a
yeah.
legit speakeasy. That's yeah. someone running a bar out of their house.
Yeah.
Well, no, this one in Boston, can't think of the name.
There's
of it.
The
we went in. It looks like a salon, almost a beauty salon.
Yeah.
And you go into a side door into this. You went there for your birthday. And we took you there. It has, you know, books everywhere. And
have you guys been to the Viper recall. Room in Brockton?
Viper Room?
Yeah.
No.
It's the basement of a house next to a park. And it looks like you're just walking into a house and it's dead quiet. And then you open up the door and there's a band playing.
No, sir.
Shut up.
A full bar.
Are shut you up.
That again?
Where is
have
it?
You played there?
Can't tell you. I can take you or Sean, but I cannot tell you. You have to wear a blindfold the whole time.
How did you find this place?
A bunch of Brockton musicians put me onto it.
Oh, wow.
A guy named Sean runs the thing. It's awesome.
No kidding.
Ooh, you know what I asked Mark? If he could figure out a way to get my three kids playing together.
Yes, in your band gig.
Yeah.
There was an open mic there Sunday night, I think, right?
Oh, really? I don't
yeah.
know.
So, like, kids can just get up and play, because that oh. stage is spectacular.
It really wow. is. Like the mock
my good
band.
Friend Jeff Brooker yeah. is a teacher there. Yeah, dropping yeah. names yeah, on the podcast.
He's an instructor for who? My kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jeff
Braden's
Brooker,
on hiatus, though.
One of your people.
B's focusing on the upright right now. So he's taking a little
fretless.
But yeah, I was like, I don't know if we can figure it out, or you can find an instructor, or if the schedule will even work. And he's like, we can try.
Yeah.
How fun would that be? We get
they
a
run
saxophone.
They run a great program there.
Trombone, electric bass, upright bass. If they could all play together.
Who plays the sax?
My youngest.
Okay.
And he's absolutely loving it.
Good.
I don't know where these kids came from.
That's awesome.
I have no.
Are you musical? Or you're
not even a little bit.
Sean's people.
Nope.
Wow. How Baritone about your people?
Horn. Musical. Baritone horn. Mm-hmm.
Alexa said, the violin's in my heart. And then that went to the wayside.
Yeah.
Then she said, I love piano. And then that went to the wayside.
Did you buy a piano for
and
that?
Then, well, I already had a piano.
Because that's the only perk realtors have. I have. Buying your own house and pianos and pool tables.
I also,
thank you very much.
Outdoor furniture,
said,
too.
Outdoor patio furniture. I got a dog ramp the other day.
Then I'll she have you said know. The flute is singing her harp.
The flute.
She wants her to take after me because I was a flautist. Ooh. And I lip synced. I was second chair, but I never practiced, so I pretended I was playing.
Interesting.
During band practice.
It's called lip syncing?
Well, and guess who was class musician?
Is that musical?
Me. Because everyone's like, who the heck plays a musical instrument? I stood up and I said, classmates.
Is that how you address them?
I play the flute. They said, oh, okay.
I'm sorry, what is the marker?
Also class heartbreaker and homecoming queen, both sophomore year. And senior year.
I can't hear. There's someone queens. Blowing their own horn. I can't hear.
Queens right here.
Oh, really?
Just saying.
Do tell.
Anthony, you played an instrument, didn't you?
The baritone horn, yeah. And I marched in drum and bugle corps for years.
Oh, very cool.
I'm not going to brag, but I'm pretty good at karaoke.
Oh.
What is your go-to karaoke song?
Anything I only want to be Blowfish. With you.
All right. What is your go-to karaoke song?
I don't do it.
If you had to do one song that you knew all the words to out of your head, what would it be?
Any Madonna song.
Oh.
And you know all the words.
Well.
Probably not.
You don't bring me flowers.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a hard one.
Barbara duet. Streisand?
Duet.
Who
yeah.
would you do
a
it
duet?
With?
My girlfriend, Laurie. After we drink tequila. It's been a long time.
Wow. I'm allergic
what about
to
you,
tequila.
Melon? Oh.
I love chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night.
Hey, listen.
And a pair of jeans that fit just right.
I don't know what song know. That is.
It's chicken
but
fried by
we
Zach.
Go, we sing karaoke at Mingdu Friday nights
in Stoughton.
Stoughton.
Yeah, if you're not busy.
I'm in. I missed last night's invite.
We didn't go last night.
But no. You're like a legit singer musician. And you
can
go
you
to
sing
karaoke
something for us?
Too?
No. That wasn't part of the agreement. My agent told me not to. The Mullen, new album coming out and the European tour.
I need you to sing something now.
I can't do it. I can't.
Get me the guitar. I'll play.
I'll tell you what, had I known, I would have brought a guitar in and sang, but I...
Well, hey, you can come back on.
If you had your horn, could you, like, do a song?
On Broadway.
Oh.
Do, 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 do.
Really?
On Broadway.
That's your go-to?
Yeah.
I always wanted to be a singer.
God.
You did that pretty well.
I am really going to sign up to be... I cannot... To be a rock star in my next life.
Yeah, me too.
In my
I love it.
Life. I am an L.
When Gregory was little, I would always sing at home, and then one day he woke up and he was like this.
I wish I took
I go,
music
Gregory,
more serious.
Wait, I said, Gregory, what's the matter? He goes, you're too old to be on American Idol.
That's what he said. Yeah. And he cried.
He was so upset.
Did you subsequently cry?
He felt so badly for me. My kids, Alexa cried on when we watched the movie Elf. My kids are very sensitive.
Wow.
Yeah, she's like... I feel so badly for him.
Really?
And then, you know what song I could not sing in the car? Because Alexa would bawl. Oh, my darling.
Clementine?
Oh, my darling.
Oh, that is a sad story of that.
Yeah, like when you hear the lyrics, you want to slit your wrist. Yeah.
And gone
it's not happy.
Forever.
Didn't right. she like float away down a river?
Yes, all know. Of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would so look depressing. In my rear view and Alexa.
It's like Empire of the Summer Moon.
Yes.
Just totally depressing.
The old gray mare ain't
the
what she used to be.
The old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be.
Wow,
ain't
that brought me back to third grade.
Thank you for the lounge-act version with the snaps. We appreciate that.
Ain't what she used to be. I don't know the rest of the words. Oh, my God, I'm sweating.
Yeah, this place is hot.
It should get hot.
I'm wearing a jacket today. I almost dressed up, and then I was like, you know what? I'm not doing it today.
It's enough.
It's cold. Please, by the way, today is a cold enough. Day.
It is chilly.
Significantly.
I was on death's door in bed. We had to cancel the meeting
It was
this
nice,
morning.
Though. I walked this morning, and that sun was warm.
It was nice yesterday beautiful. Was
we walked.
After the
we
rain
walked.
Was great.
We walked 2.2.
Nice. 2.25.
Bring it in.
Who's counting?
I'm going to walk tomorrow morning with Marty Weiner at 5:30 a.m.
You're part of a walking group, aren't you?
Isn't it still dark?
Yeah, but I, you know,
watch out
early,
for the coyotes.
But,
it's
chupacabras. So beautiful that time of day.
And the Fisher cats.
It's light now.
It is.
Oh, right.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah. It's coming. It's light at 5:45.
Mullen, we're running out of time. Is there anything specific you want to ask us?
No, it truly is a show about nothing. Anthony was spot on.
I'll
tell you what. Very much enjoyed wasting a lot of time with you guys.
Everyone always does.
I think you're wonderful people.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, so there's that. You, John. Yeah.
Finish my thought of what I the image in my head every time I think of a Philly Eagles fan?
Yes, and it's it's been done to death ad nauseum at this point.
It involves poop and a horse.
Yes.
After they won the parade, yes. There was a guy walking behind the horse and ate it.
The horse defecated, and the Phillies fan ate the
took a big bite out of the horse poop.
Why? And
that's what I say, but that's my vision of a Phillies fan. Oh.
See, this is unverified information. I mean, I could do some digging on it.
It was on the news.
But then I think, I don't want to.
Do lots of people hate Philly sports fans?
Yes.
I feel like Sean Hennessy, he meets someone from Philly, he gets excited. He's like, he's from Philly.
Well, here's the thing. New Yorkers, Philly, from D.C. North, we all have the same, if we all moved to a different state, we would gravitate toward people who live in that corridor.
Oh.
Because we're all, give us our coffee, we're moving this quickly. It's the sense of humor, it's the sarcasm between guys. It's a culture, if you will. So I love me, we're in Boston, strange land. Everybody, it's very parochial here. Everyone has their 20 friends from grade school and they don't let the new guys in until you've been here 20 years.
Right.
And I'm grateful to be in after.
And we remind you when
after 19. I got in early at 19. But when you meet someone that's not from here, it's you're not from here either. Whew, they're all, how about the noir? How about the,
Got it.
How about the so don't I?
So don't I.
Me neither. Me neither.
Yeah, me neither.
Me neither.
Or so, I say it's them all. So do I. What but about, it's not so don't I.
Right? What about I have the best idea?
That's what I mean. That's, so I meet Sean, who's from New York. We can share, where we're all from, everyone loves their sports teams.
Yeah.
You love the home team because how could you respect them otherwise? Wow. We're really eating into it with this nonsense, aren't we?
It's Adam. He kills our vibe.
He does. We're talking, we're having
he's
fun.
He's so chatty, and he's killing it. He's over there yawning, distracting all of you. He's got the heat turned up so he can nap.
I mean, like, I'm sweating.
He's like, there's a lot of hot air floating around the room.
It's like, you don't have to make it home,
really hot.
But you got to get the hell out of
here. FYI, Alltown has great coffee.
Oh, my.
They actually have great sandwiches too. Bob Flynn, I saw that. He said, "You ever have a sandwich here?" And I said, "No, I've never think to get a sandwich at the gas station." They whip them up on the grill
Flynn.
Yeah. Me too. And Carrie.
I love Carrie. She reminds me of an actress, and I can't think of it
She's
right
lovely.
Now.
She's lovely.
We hung out with them in Florida.
Sometimes I get nervous when we talk about local stuff.
People, you mean?
Well, just local stuff because we're really trying to go national.
Okay. State wise?
We're trying to go.
You want me to get Mike Brady on the show for you?
Who?
State Senator Mike Brady?
Yes.
From Brockton? Yeah.
Yeah, I can make that happen.
Oh, my God, yeah. I met him at, I met him before. Not
He's
that
come
he would
to
ever
some of the
me.
School on Wheels functions and
I think
here.
I saw him at Stoneforge.
Or Timulty.
Another local
Timulty.
Restaurant.
He's great.
Oh, yeah. He's Mr. great Timulty. Guy,
too. Man, he does a circuit. I saw him a bunch. We had a whole bunch of events we went to in May. He was at every single one of them. And one day I talked to him. I said, how do you keep this calendar? Wow. He said, this is my fifth event of the day. And I was like,
he just goes to events.
Yeah.
That's the politics thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who?
Politics. That's, out there, you're fundraising, you're.
It's nice. You know, the leadership is there, but he still hasn't changed the stupid thing we do for time.
And it will never.
Yes. And you're a big proponent of that, aren't you?
God, it's so bad.
It's never going to go away. Probably not. Tell you folks.
I think the heat just went off. Did you hear that?
We have our helicopter on the roof. We're getting out of here in a minute.
Can we cut to Sarah for the weather?
We have another function.
It's a brisk day here in Massachusetts, Meredith.
When I was in Alaska,
Did you know Meredith lived in Alaska?
I like that we segued right there.
Wait,
when I was in Alaska?
Do you know she lived in Alaska?
I did not know that.
And somebody left her a delicious fish on her doorstep because he was courting her. And that's how you court women in Alaska.
Interesting.
And
I love a chicken parm. I'm on Center Street. Thanks.
Oh. What about La Familia?
Delicious.
I do get their combo because of you guys. The trio.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, the eggplant.
It comes in a tray this big. I'm not kidding. It is the biggest of all those pans. It's like $60.
Family style though.
Worth it.
Yeah, it's
she
huge
needs
amount
it.
Of food.
She has a gaggle of geese at home.
Yeah. And if you order the catering size antipasto, additional massive amount of food, you can feed 10 people with it.
Oh.
Wow.
I think we got a minute.
Adam. Adam's holding up his finger.
Yeah. I'm Meredith Keach. Thanks for coming. Thanks, John. Thanks,
Thank
Tony.
Thank you, ladies.
Weinstein here.
Will you come back? Long.
I will.
I feel like we haven't.
I will have an agenda hopefully next time because I was unaware that.
That would be great.
I'll bring a guitar too.
We
How's
are
that?
Agenda-less.
Oh my God, yeah, we can sing.
We have no agenda.
Oh, okay.
Top of mind.
All right. I can bring the band on if you want. So we'll talk about it.
All right.
Anyway, thank you very much for having
my
me.
My people.
I appreciate
our
it.
People.
Yeah.
Thanks, Miles.
It's awesome.
Bye, thank Anthony.
You. Bye, everyone.
See you guys.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you.